But why didn't Barris just go in and pay off the check in cash? This way, the creditor was already mad and phoning, and eventually would take it to the DA. Arctor would find out. A sky full of shit would land on Barris. But the way Barris had talked on the phone to the already outraged creditor, he had slyly goaded him into even further hostility, out of which the locksmith might do anything. And worse, Barris's description of his flu was a description of coming off heroin, and anybody would know who knew anything. And Barris had signed off the phone call with a flat-out insinuation that he was a heavy doper, and so what about it? Signed all this off as Bob Arctor. The locksmith at this point knew he had a junkie debtor who'd written him a rubber check and didn't care shit and had no intention of making good. And the junkie had this attitude because obviously he was so wired and spaced and mind-blown on his dope it didn't matter to him. And this was an insult to America. Deliberate and nasty. In fact, Barris's sign-off was a direct quote of Tim Leary's original funky ultimatum to the establishment and all the straights. And this was Orange County, full of Birchers and Minutemen, with guns, looking for just this kind of uppity sass from bearded dopers. Barris had set Bob Arctor up for a firebombing. A bust on the bad check, at least. A firebombing or other massive retaliatory strike at worst, without Arctor having any notion what was coming down. Why? Fred wondered. He noted on a scratch pad the ident code on this tape sequence, plus the phone tap code as well. What was Barris getting Arctor back for? What the hell had Arctor been up to? Arctor must have burned him pretty bad, Fred thought, for this. This is sheer malice. Little vile and evil. This Barris guy, he thought, is a motherfucker. He's gonna get somebody killed. One of the scramble suits in the safe apartment with him roused him from his introspection. Do you actually know these guys? The suit gestured at the now blank hollow monitors Fred had before him. Are you in there among them on cover assignment? Yep, Fred said. It wouldn't be a bad idea to warn them in some way about this mushroom toxicity he's exposing them to, that clown with the green shades who's peddling. Can you pass it on to them without faulting your cover? The other near scramble suit called from his swivel chair. Anytime one of them gets violently nauseous, that's sometimes a tip off on mushroom poisoning. Resembling strychnine, Fred said. A cold insight grappled with his head then. A rerun of the Kimberly Hawkins dog shit day and his illness in his car after what... his. I'll tell Arctor, he said. I can lay it on him, without him flashing on me. He's docile. Ugly looking, too, one of the scramble suits said. He, the individual, came in the door stoop-shouldered and hung over. Oh, Fred said, and swiveled back to his hollows. Oh, goddamn, he thought. That day Barris gave us the tabs at the roadside. His mind went into spins and double trips and then split in half, directly down the middle. The next thing he knew, he was in the safe apartment's bathroom with a Dixie cup of water, rinsing out his mouth by himself where he could think. When you get down to it, I'm Arctor, he thought. I'm the man on the scanners, the suspect Barris was fucking over with his weird phone call with the locksmith. And I was asking, what's Arctor been up to get Barris on him like that? I'm sloshed. My brain is sloshed. This is not real. I'm not believing this. Watching what is me is Fred. That was Fred down there without his scramble suit. That's how Fred appears without the suit. And Fred, the other day, possibly almost got it with toxic mushroom fragments, he realized. He almost didn't make it here to this safe apartment to get these hollows going. But now he has.